بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Continue with our discussion on how to gain a true and real namaz, which can make us get the special favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the close proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We were discussing briefly Sufi Iqbal Sahib's explanation of the bayan of Hazrat Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Alayh, the first part of the bayan, and this was four points that he mentioned. First of all, to understand what is the reality of namaz and how to get concentration in namaz. The first point we learn, the importance of our niyat, our intention, and all the time we should renew our intention and realize that we are living for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we have to die for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our intention has to be akhirat, then a person will realize the importance of salah. When we don't realize the importance of it, then we take it for granted. Like Hazrat explained, one person wrote to his Shaykh, Hazrat Mawlana Salim Dorat Sahib, Rahadamat Barakatum of the UK, and he said, Hazrat, I don't have enough time to make tilawat of Qur'an-i Kareem. So then Hazrat replied very beautifully. He says, it's not that you don't have enough time, you don't have the importance of tilawat in your heart. If you got the importance of tilawat in your heart, you'll set aside everything. And you'll first do what is more important. So very important to prioritize our life and to realize what is more important. Importance in our life is Allah Rabbul Izzat. Importance in our life is our akhirat. And if we correct our akhirat, that is those things that will lead us to correcting our akhirat, our dunya Allah Ta'ala will put in place. Today we're putting the cart before the horse. We're trying to correct our dunya and think our akhirat will come right. It doesn't work like that. We first have to correct our akhirat, and that is, starts, Hazrat says, from intention. Then, very important, the second point we learn, to realize that namaz is a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's no burden, it's not just like a duty a person is doing. This is a very, very special favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala has made me his vicegerent. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stressed upon me that I want to grant you, besides this, I want to grant you unlimited favors of mine. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you come to my court 5 times a day. And not only you come just like that, Allah ta'ala has put a special inviter, the muazzin, to call us, to remind us that this is a very, very special occasion and you're going to get very, very special gifts from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you should turn your attention towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Immediately hasten towards salah, and then not only 5 times a day, after that, whenever you want to enter the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, engage in nafal namaz, and you're in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seek whatever you want from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, but we are totally in need of only and only Allah Rabbul Izzat. Only Allah ta'ala. When we realize this reality, then namaz will become a reality in our life. Any problem, the first thing we will try and turn towards salah. Make 2 rakat salatul hajat and beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so nafal namaz, any time, day and night a person can make. Besides the 3 makruh times which are very short. Time of sunrise, time of sunset, time of zawal. Besides these three short times, any time you come in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if a person doesn't realize the value of this, and out of your laziness and your other desires you put in front of you, and you deprive yourself, Allah Ta'ala doesn't want us to get deprived. So Allah Ta'ala announced a stern warning and severe punishment. That don't be so foolish, don't be so immature, don't be such a base person. That great being in whose control is your entire life, that great being who is your true beloved. All the other beloveds of this world, this is generally today also, there's no true love.
Sadly, even between husband and wife, when we don't have love with Allah, we don't have true love in our homes. It's just outward infatuation that you just got some ulterior motive. When your motive is over, Hazrat says, even we fulfill our desires, your motive is over, you look one side, she looks one side. And you don't even talk to one another after that. Which is shows it's not true love. Allah Ta'ala doesn't need our love. But Allah Ta'ala is calling us to make love to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So the salah in reality is coming to build this connection with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And a person who will realize this, a person who is seeking his iman. Iman must be of a value all the time. He must increase his value of iman. And people with iman, they have got something in their heart. When you got something, then you're concerned of looking after that treasure. When you don't have anything, like Hazrat explained so beautifully, our Dada Shaykh says that those people will control their gazes who's got iman in their heart. Because they got some valuable thing, so they want to look after that iman. Because not controlling your gazes, you will lose your iman. So when you got iman, you'll be concerned of it. If you don't have iman, then like a person who doesn't have money, he's not worried of the crooks, he's not checking his pockets or anything. When you got money, then you worried. The crooks mustn't see me, etc. So when a person doesn't have iman, then the shaitan also doesn't worry of that person. Like Hazrat explained, people told Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullahi that we see so many Qadianis become, so many Sunnis becoming Shias. But we don't hear Qadianis becoming Shias. What is this? So our pious servants were very, especially Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullahi was Hafiz Jawab. On the spur of the moment, he used to give the answers. So Hazrat told him, oh, it's so obvious, can't you think that shaitan is also not so stupid. He won't go steal where there's no treasure. By Qadianis, they don't have treasure, they don't have iman, so where are they going to become Shias? Sunnis have got iman, so there he's going to steal their iman, so he turns the works on them and makes them Shias. So a person who's got iman, he'll realize this value, and he won't want to put himself in that difficult condition that I must take upon me deprivation also, and I must take upon me the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How foolish can I be? So to realize this importance and the great value of salah, that is why we read the kitab, Sazaili Amal, etc. The third point now, Hazrat has mentioned here, that how to get this concentration in salah. Namaz mein dil ki huzuri, jis ke usool ka tariqa to bayan mein wadi hai, ke koshish ki jaye. کہ نماز کے ہر رکن میں کم از کم کوئی لحظہ ضرور حضوری کا میسر آ جائے. That for a person to get presence of heart in namaz, which we have explained the method, that is the means of gaining concentration, which has been explained quite clearly, but here Hazrat is giving now the brief explanation again. A person has to make an effort, as we learned, at least 40 days, make a concerted effort to try and bring these things in our namaz. And one of the first things is that in every posture, even for a slight moment, 1 second, just bring this presence of your mind that I'm in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person just for 1 second thinks in every posture, now I'm in qiyam, I'm in the presence of Allah. Now I'm in ruku, I'm in the presence of Allah. Even for 1 second, other thoughts come, but the moment you realize, bring your thoughts. And Allahu Akbar, our pious servants, and for this 7-8 methods we have learned how to bring concentration in namaz. Just to think, now I'm standing, like Hazrat says, before we start namaz also, think, now I'm standing in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then in qiyam, even 1 second. In ruku also, even 1 second. Or think of the subject matter that you are reading. Or think of the words that you are reading, that now I'm reading Alhamdulillah Rabbil. Even you don't know the meaning, just think, now I'm reading Alhamdulillah. Or know which is, that this is, I'm standing in qiyam, it is faraz, I'm doing a faraz action. Or I'm doing a wajib action. Or I'm doing a sunnat action. So all this will build concentration. And then if a person learns the meaning, even better. If a person knows and understands the meaning, what more can say? So then a person progresses. So a person has to make an effort in this line, that to build his concentration. And to build this, as we will learn in front also, very important is our effort with regard to our zikr, etc. and our connection with our Shaykh. So a person makes this effort that in every posture, just 1 second also you think, I'm in the presence of Allah. And Allahu Akbar, Mawlana Madani Rahmatullahi, what a great Shaykh of his time, our great elder. He said, even in your whole namaz, if you are unmindful, but even towards the end of your namaz, even 1 second you thought, hey, I'm in Allah's presence, then your namaz also will be pass mark if a namaz of concentration. How easy they have made it. Now we have to just start building on that. So a person realizes this, aur huzuri ki wazaat mein jo umur Hazrat Sayyid Sahab Rahmatullah Ali ne tahreer farmaya, and the how to get this presence, which Hazrat Sayyid Sahab Rahmatullah Ali has mentioned in his bayan, which we just mentioned now briefly, that keep this in mind. For example, apne aap ko apne Rab ke saamne jaane, realize that I'm standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is what your intention. When before you leave home, when you're leaving, just think, where I'm going? I'm going to the court of Allah. I'm going to the best place, the most honorable place, the most beautiful place, and that is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the greatest places on the face of the earth. And obviously the first greatest of all, Kaaba Sharif, then Madinatul Munawwara, then Baytul Muqaddas, and from there it spreads every house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best places are the masajids. And the worst places are the bazaars. So a person realizes that I am now going to the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aur Rabbe Kareem ko apne haal par mutawajji samjhe. And not only that I am going in the presence of Allah, Allah's attention is going to be on me immediately. Allah's special attention, and not just ordinary attention. Allah's special attention will be on me. As we will learn in front, inshallah, the du'as that we say in ruku, sujood, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, my Rabb, my Allah. Allah is everybody's Allah, but Allah is so kind. Allah has made us in the, made himself for each person, personal invitation. Personal attention with every person. Allahu Akbar. Like we see the condition of the pious servants also, the mashayikh, that they for everybody, but everybody feels, hey, Hazrat loves me, he's got his special attention on me. This is all the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when a person realizes this, how you looking eager to go in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jo kuch zuban se par raha hai, uske maana jaane. Another way is, whatever you reading with your tongue, try and learn the meaning, and as we said, get the kitab, Miftahul Quran, learn from that kitab. You get it at the bookshop, it's in Urdu also, English also. Hazrat says, if you try and learn the Urdu, worth it, very easy and very good. But if you don't know, then read the English. The Miftahul Quran, the key to Quran Sharif. You learn your basic du'as, your basic meanings of salah, 10 minutes daily, and you'll see inshallah in few months, you'll start knowing the meanings of the ayats and the surahs, etc. So know the meanings. Or agar mazmoon Allah Ta'ala Kareem ke ghussa wa itab ka ho, to dil hi dil mein khauf kare aur pana chahe. And then when you're reading in your namaz, and the topic comes with regard to Allah Ta'ala's anger, Allah Ta'ala's punishment, that you hear, wa amma adun, you hear about the nations of Ad, Samud, then Allah is referring to his punishments. So in your heart, you just fear and say, Allah, please forgive me. Don't overtake me with your punishments. Or you hear about Jahannam, inna Jahannam. Or you hear about Jannah, all these things, and you have that fear in your heart. That, oh Allah, please save me. In your heart you make dua, not moving your tongue. In your heart you make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we explained, like Hazrat taught us, in this world also, you see a beautiful place and a scary place, beautiful place. Allahumma inna saluka al-jannah wa ma qarraba ilayya min qawli rabbi. Oh Allah, we seek Jannat and those the actions that will take us close to Jannat. وَنَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنَ النَّارِ وَمَا قَرَّبَ إِلَيَا مِنْ قَوْلٍ وَأَمَلٍ. Today you see fell fires, everything happening. Ya Allah, save us from the fire of Jahannam. And those actions that will take us. So thus you will build in your namaz. And one is you seek protection from when you hear about punishment, etc. Or جو مقام رحمت اور عنایت کا ہے تو دل ہی دل میں اس کے حصول کی تمنا اور آرزو کرے. And the places of Allah's mercy, you hear, inna rahmat Allah, the mercy of Allah, then say, Ya Allah, engulf me in your mercy also. Ya Allah, shower your mercy upon me also. And inayat, Allah Ta'ala's favors, you hear about Jannat, how Allah Ta'ala is talking about Jannat, then basically you can make out more or less that this topic is about Jannat, and this topic So a person makes out, then you make a dua in your heart that, oh Allah, grant me these favors. And have hope, inshallah, that Allah Ta'ala will grant me these favors. And this is what we should be desiring for. Not desiring the things of dunya. You see a person's new BM park, hey, I wish I can get that. Or forget new BM, one person just comes with a new jacket in the masjid. Now you're looking at him and you forgot you came to masjid. And you're desiring that. Those are all perishable, useless things you're going to throw behind. The real things we have to get, Allah's rahmat. And enjoy. Just think, in Jannat what clothing I'll get. In Jannat what cars I'll get. What ni'mat. Then your focus will be towards these things. Or so this is what we should be desiring. Or naflo mein mashq ke dauran chahiye. And how to get this? Take out time to read nafl namaz and make an effort in this. Start in nafl namaz that now today I'm going to start just to bring my attention that I'm standing in front of Allah. Every rakat, every posture, I'm going to make an effort that in qiyam, I'm in the presence of Allah. In ruku, I'm going to make it, put the stress upon your mind. You have to make this effort. Then, and before you start, I'm standing in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's so easy, and Hazrat has taught us even an easier method, that you start off with this consciousness, iman. It's a command of Allah. I am the servant of Allah. I came to fulfill my duty Allah ta'ala has put upon me, but as a great, as an honorable servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is not a duty, that's a burden, this is enjoyment. And in the end, if you forgot, when you just make salam, think, oh, there's malaika here. They are the servants of Allah. So just that will bring the thought, oh, I was in the presence of Allah. So your beginning and ending will have the thoughts of Allah. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will overlook in between. But we have don't only work for the beginning and the end. We have to work to so build this concentration. Start with the focusing your attention. Then try and learn the meanings. One ayat or one word also. Learn the meaning of Subhanallah. Allah is so pure. Allah Ta'ala is free from all blemishes, etc. So just that thought of Subhanallah, that alone will bring concentration in your salah. So this mashq a person has to do, as we find that a person, the previous mashayikh also used to teach their murids, and how they used to make mashq also. They used to go in their tents and they used to start reading nafal namaz. Not long, short nafal namaz, but to build this concentration and see that am I progressing. Is kafiyat ke usool ke liye ayat ko bar bar parna pade. And how to make this this mush, this exercise and this training, that to get this condition in your nafal namaz, repeat those ayats over and over. Repeat those ayats. For example, you're reading Kul Allahu Ahad. You don't know the meaning also, but you realize the subject matter is on the Tawheed, the oneness of Allah. Let's say Allah is one. So to bring this reality, you repeat Kul Allahu Ahad. Kul Allahu Ahad. Oh Allah, you are the only one. You are the greatest. So when a person repeats, then it will come entrenched in the heart. And this is like the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person repeats the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then only it will enter the heart. And this is extremely important, essential, that punctuality we have to do and concentration. We don't do our zikr with punctuality, or we don't concentrate in our zikr also. We're doing it punctually, but just finishing the tasbih, then it doesn't settle in the heart. Zikr wazkurisma rabbi. Repeat the name of your Rabb, your creator, your sustainer. Allah, 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 Allah. Repeat it all the time, then it will come. And Allahu Akbar. We should, like we explained also, when we learning the meanings of the, from Mittaul Quran, the meanings of the du'as and the surahs, etc. You'll see a time comes in your life, you see, oh, I seem to forget the past. And now you feel despondent. Don't feel despondent. You just carry on. And you carry on trying, and you'll see Allah Ta'ala will bring it back. Like Hazrat explains, Allahu Akbar, Sayyidul Taifa, Hazrat Hajim Darullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullahi. And we read in the Kitab also the other night, that Hazrat explains that Ikhlas comes very last stages of your life. In other words, in the start you might be just doing it for show also. But don't stop. Don't think, oh, I'm doing it for show. There's no value for my namaz. And this is established from the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that Muru awladuk mis salah, hum abnau sab'a sinin, wadribuhum alayha, hum abnau ashar sinin. That the moment your children are 7 years, command them to start performing namaz. That 7 years, they're not going to read. They're going to read just, oh, my father is watching me. Then they read namaz. You still carry on your namaz. They playing. So does Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allahu Akbar, the best teacher, the greatest teacher, and the command from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, in other words, to start, they will do it for show in the start. By the time they come to 7 years, 10 years, that 3 years already they were doing it for show, now 10 years they are but conscious. Now it became the habit. In 3 years it became the habit. Now when they don't do it, reprimand them. That now you know you're supposed to do it, it's part of your habit. And then when a person becomes matured, 12 years, 15 years, now his consciousness, mentally also he starts thinking, hey, why I'm going masjid? I'm not just going to show my father or this thing. Now that person starts becoming matured. So this ikhlas will come. But we must, if we don't carry on, then where the ikhlas is going to come? And like Hazrat explained, Hazrat Mawlana Zakariya Sahab Rahmatullah Ali says, the whole object of tasawwuf is to gain ikhlas. But Hazrat is talking of that very high level of ikhlas. That level of ikhlas where Allahu Akbar. That what Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned, inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. That my loving, my dying, all my ibadat, all my actions, whatever I do, I'm conscious, I'm doing, just doing it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I walk for the pleasure of Allah. I talk for the pleasure of Allah. So this will come. Inshallah, if we attend the majalis regularly, we make our zikr regularly, Allah ta'ala will never deprive that person who's eager. And as you progress, you'll see this coming in our life. So this third important point was that this presence of mind in your namaz to build this. The fourth point now again, what is concentration? We shouldn't be overtake, we are in the misconception that concentration is absorption. That I'm absorbing namaz, I don't know the movements around, I don't know what's happening. No, that is not required also. It's not even part of namaz. That is some Allah Ta'ala gives certain people a certain gift, alhamdulillah. But that is not the effort we should even be making, and that is not even part of namaz. We have to build concentration what is part of namaz. And how simple it is, here it has been explained. Yeh ke namaz ki azmat ko khub samajhne ke baad, after you realize the greatness of namaz, now you'll be eager to perform namaz when you realize what a great gift, more than billions, more than 10 BMs or whatever, or 10 helicopters or 10 jets, whatever, far greater than that, 1 minute in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you have understood the value of namaz, now with all the etiquettes, proper etiquettes, I'm going in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How a person prepares, you're going for a dawat, how you're preparing, hey, you, even your kurta, you're seeing, it mustn't be creased, it must be properly, which, what waistcoat you're putting on, etc. You're going in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all the etiquettes, everywhere learn, make our taharat properly. And etiquettes also from before we come into the masjid, see that we put our shoes right also. That not just late, I came to the court of Allah. I am a royal guest and I just enter the way I feel like. Then when you enter the masjid, just think, I'm entering the royal court of Allah. I must enter according to the etiquettes. That is what the right leg. Read the du'as. Rabbi khfili zunubi. Waftah li abwaab rahmatik. Before that, Bismillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah. With proper walk in dignified manner, etc. Make our, before that, make our wuzu, our istinja, all that correct. Like a person prepares himself. You're going for an important meeting, how you prepare yourself. Like Allahu Akbar. A person asked Hazrat Mawlana Tanvi Rahmatullah Ali, that Hazrat, I want to bring my children to your majlis. So Hazrat said, no problem, bring the children to the majlis. But he knew, I'm taking my children to a great sheikh. So before that, couple of weeks, he trained them. You know, when we go to Hazrat's majlis, you must sit properly, you must sit quietly, you mustn't jump around, you mustn't talk, you mustn't. So he trained them so well. When they came to Hazrat's majlis, they came, they sat with total respect. Then Hazrat asked him, you said you want to bring your children? He said, yes Hazrat, I brought, here's my children. He said, these are like elders, grandfathers. They said, I thought children, they'll jump on me, now they'll want to take out my pen, they'll fiddle with my kitab. That is children. So the way you made them like a grandfather. So how we prepare even our children, we have to prepare ourselves. I'm going to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like Hazrat says, we leave home, no scratching, no way, no itching, nothing. But the moment we come to masjid, now it itches us. When we prepare our mind, I'm going to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we'll see this consciousness and this preparation, how I must be dressed. Just think, I must be dressed according how Allah wants me to be dressed. Not how I think I'm dressed smart. I might think, hey, I'm dressed smart with a three-piece suit, but Allah is angry with you. Your beloved doesn't like you in that dress, and like we hear today, just the beloved saw you with the wrong shoe on the stage, and talaq takes place. How foolish is that?
Here we become in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah sees we, and Allah see we not dressed properly, and He turns His attention away from us. Allah ta'ala save us. So proper preparation with all the etiquettes, adabs, learn the sunnahs of the wuzu, etc., entering the masjid, that bacha ya hakiki ki kabuliyat ke laike. That my true king, the true king, Allah Rabbul Izzat, it must be worthy of accepted in the court of Allah. It must be worthy of accepted. You give your beloved a present, but you think before, will she accept it? Will she like it? You don't buy her, she don't like black magic, and you're giving her black magic. And she don't even want to look at it. I don't like that. Give her what she likes, and you know, and hopefully she'll accept it wholeheartedly. So we have to do those things that Allah Ta'ala will be happy, and it will be worth it. Hopefully, then we have hope that inshallah Allah Ta'ala will accept. Allah Ta'ala will look at us with the eyes of mercy. Unkut bajalawe. So, to think of all these things, and in this preparation, the first thing, in adab mein, awwal darja mein, taharat or pakizgi, that is, see our purification is properly, that means our istinja is done correctly, and our wuzu is done correctly, with the proper etiquettes, with niyat of wuzu also. Why I'm going to make wuzu? So that I can stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Namaz can become permissible for me, my the tilawat of Quran can become permissible for me, etc. So, the just important things, and today, we have to see, to even our istinja, people, the way we rush in the toilet, in and out, not making, standing and urinating, this is not, this is not an etiquette of a human being, forget a Muslim. So we have to consider all these things. Or dusra, namaz ka tariqa, yani wuzu aur namaz ke fikhi masail, jo risalah taalim ul islam wagaira ne bayan kiya gaya. Agar na malum ho, to pehle unko seekh le, khaas jitne din usme lag jaye, taaki namaz wuzu ke tamam farayz, wajibat, sunan, mustahabat aur mufsidat aur makruhat khoob pehchane, taaki isi darja mein usko malhooz rakhe. Allah Akbar. Then Hazrat explains now that after how to get all this in proper order, your wuzu, etc. For this, learn the method of performing namaz. The method of performing namaz starts with istinja. I must relieve myself properly. I must make proper istinja. Then I must make my wuzu properly. And where we will learn this? In the fiqh, simple kitabs of fiqh. Talimul Islam and the Talimul Haqq. These kitabs, and thus we should be so grateful to our parents, our ustads, that they send us to the maktab. In the maktab, we learned all these things. The maktab education, the maktab shows what a great foundation it is. And what foresight our elders had. That the maktab looks so simple, but in the maktab we learn what are the farais of wuzu, what are the wajibat of wuzu, the sunnats of wuzu, farais of namaz, wajibat, sunan, mustahab, all these things we learn in the maktab. So maktab was so important and so necessary, and till today ulama stressing, Nasad Sahib, Dawan Barakatum in the Markaz, now he is stressing even more, wherever we go, establish our Makatib. But sadly, we have overthrown the Maktab system. And we try to wipe out the Maktab in many of our areas, the Maktabs have been wiped out. And we say, no, it's not progressing. Whereas Hazrat explained so beautifully, that a Maktab under any conditions is 100% successful. Even perchance that child fails in the class, that child is successful. For example, he failed because he didn't know how to write down the method of wuzu or what. But when he does wuzu, he knows how to make wuzu. So he's still successful. The object of the maktab is not the imtihan to pass. The object is to bring that amal in his life. He knows that he didn't know his certain tajweed laws. So he failed. He didn't know how to present it to the ustad. He failed. But when he reads, he learned how to read Quran Sharif. So the maktab, Allahu Akbar. And we'll find those people that were connected to maktab, when they went to maktab properly, right till the last class, those are the people when they reach their old age and they got children, they are concerned of coming to the masjid.
They concern of having respect for their ustads. Today with the modern school system, that is just another subject. Fiqh is just another subject. We don't have the respect for it. So the maktab, we should make an effort. It must be established in every town, every nook and corner of the world. It's extremely important. Today we're trying to sideline it and give more importance for secular education. When that happens, what the West is working to, that the ulama, they are a burden for you. You have to pay them and they make life difficult for you. They'll teach you that if you get you get involved in dunya, then you're going towards Jahannam, all this, then you have to work and pay them also. They're making a burden for you. In the meantime, Allahu Akbar, you're not paying them for what they're teaching you. It's just their time. That one Ali, Hamza of Allah, you can't pay them for that. It's impossible. And Allah, as long as you connected to them, and they'll show you your direction, you'll be on your way to success in dunya and akhirah. But when you just move away from them, now your maktabs will start closing down. And now your inclination just towards a secular education. And now as generations pass, and like Hazrat explained, one person, there was a meeting in Johannesburg many years ago, a commercial business meeting, and they were discussing one point, and one Jewish person told another Jewish person that this is not in our 100-year plan, this is in our 200-year plan. In other words, they planning well ahead, and we, what is happening around us, how they taking away our maktabs, and how they trying to cause difficulties for our madrasas to run, and we should persevere and carry on. Madrasa is not dependent on structures. Our buzrugs say, if they come close down our madrasas, we'll teach under the tree. We don't, the madrasa is not the building. Masjid is not the building. It's the work that has to be done. So Allah Ta'ala make us realize and understand and open our eyes. So these things were taught to us in the maktab. And in the maktab, Allahu Akbar, the kalimas were taught, which are our kalimas of iman. If we read it every day, every night, this will rejuvenate our iman. So how much we shouldn't appreciate that our fathers send us to the maktab. Ustaz, they taught us simple way they taught. And the simple system they taught was proven and established, and it had an effect on the heart of the students. Today with all the modern syllabus, etc., it is just like Allah Ta'ala save us past time. And the example of this, Hazrat gives a beautiful example that we're trying to say no, that there's a problem in education. Where the problem is? In the schools. There's no proper the character, and there's all the evils that are taking place, and now to solve the problem in the school. Don't wipe out the maktab to say, you know, we are establishing Islamic schools. That is just name, by name. What we are doing actually, Hazrat says one person just got married, and he liked one very nice trouser. He went to town. He liked a nice trouser. It was just the way he loved it, the color, everything. So he bought it. He said, hey, this is a nice trouser, let me buy two. So he bought two of it. He kept it in his cupboard. And then he wore it after a while. After that, one day what happened, when his wife was ironing the trouser, she burned the trouser. Now when the person came home, she was worried. She was the new marriage also. So she told him, oh my husband, Abi, you know what, I made a big mistake. Please, you must forgive me. Say, what's the mistake? Say, you know that trouser that you like so much, it looks on you so beautiful also, and it just suits you. That trouser, by mistake, while ironing it, I burnt it. So he said, okay, don't worry, you burnt it, it's fine. When I bought that trouser, I knew I like it so much, so I bought two. So I've got another one in the cupboard. She said, gee, I saw the other one, and when I saw that other trouser, I cut a piece from there to patch this. So in other words, you spoil a good trouser, and you're trying to patch. So Hazrat is saying exactly the same. We are cutting our makatibs to try and patch this, cutting the makatib system which is established, which is proven. So in our deen, we want to cut and patch our dunya. How foolish are we? So we should realize, we shouldn't become, and Hazrat says, that is a poor woman that's naqisatul aqal, she's half brains. Today we, Allahu Akbar, intelligent leaders of our community, we stressing no, more important is the Islamic schools, and maktabs are going out, and the respect for the, for ta'lim of deen, respect for asatiza, that is also good. What is happening in our Islamic schools, Allah Ta'ala, what we suppose, what was the objective, it's what we didn't achieve. We have failed wholesale, so we have to realize how important, and this all was taught to us in the maktab, usme lag jaye, that we start learning, even if we forgot it, don't be shy. pick up the Talim al-Islam, pick up the basis ever, have Talim in our homes daily. 5 minutes, if you read every day 2-3 masalas with the family, you'll see, you'll start knowing this, it will start recapping very quickly. Ke taake namaz, wuzu ke tamam farais, you start learning the farais of wuzu, of namaz, the wajibats, the sunnats, all this you learn, and then what is mustahab in namaz, the mufsidat, that were those things that break our namaz, our wuzu, etc., those things that are makruh, all this, if you start learning it properly, then to learn it to a degree that you are conscious, this is wajib faraz, this is wajib, this is sunnah, this is mustahab, this is makruh, etc. And this will be very beneficial. Your namaz also, you'll be concerned that I mustn't do this, I must do that. Ye baaton to suluk ko ikhtiyar karne se pehle seekhni zaruri. Hazrat says, in fact, these things are necessary to learn it before you even become bi'at. In the previous days, the mashayikh never used to make anybody bad till they don't know their basics of deen. And till they are not conscious now of zikr, just basic zikr, third kalima, durood sharif, istighfar. Then after that, they used to prescribe zikrs. But today, Hazrat says, plastic zamana, we are weak, so they prescribe to us so that we become conscious. At least let me start learning these basic things. So we should take our time daily, make a firm intention that inshallah, I must take out my time and start learning these things, go over it, and very quickly inshallah, it will come to a person. Humne ihtiyatan isliye likh diya ke baaz zakir shagir hazrat ko is tarah khususi tawajju nahi hoti. Sufi Iqbal sahab say that precautionary we have written this. This is supposed to be the nature. Every Muslim is supposed to be concerned. I must know my basics of deen. But he said, sadly, even those people who come to the khanka, they take bad, they engage in the zikr, but they're not concerned. They don't pay attention towards these things. Where these are the things actually that will bring concentration in namaz. These are our fundamental basis. As Hazrat explained so beautifully, our deen is according mudallal from shariat. Deen cannot, tariqat cannot be separated from shariat. Shariat is our leader. Without shariat, without masail, you can't reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without fiqh, you can't reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person who just makes zikr and he doesn't know the masail, where is going to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You're making big zikr, but you didn't realize in wuzu, it is faraz for me to wash my elbows also. I didn't wash my elbow properly. And I'm making long namaz, I'm making zikr. You still didn't even make wuzu properly. So this reality, so Hazrat says, that's why I drew our attention. What a great favor he has done to us. Unhi maskura bala farayiz, wajibat, sunan, mustahabat ka namaz ke har rukan mein dhyan rakhna, namaz mein dil ki huzuri kehlati. And why he is stressing on this? That what we all want in our namaz, concentration, devotion. So he says, these very factors to learn what is faraz, to learn what is wajib, to learn what is sunnat, what is mustahab of wuzu, of namaz, in every posture, just to be conscious that now I'm doing a faraz act. I'm standing, that's a faraz act. Now I'm reading Surah Fatiha, it's a wajib act. Now I'm going into ruku, it's a faraz act. I'm saying my Allahu Akbar, it's sunnat. So to know these things, when a person, just in every posture of yours, you're conscious, this will bring great concentration. And he says, this is now with the presence of heart, dil ko huzuri ke. This says, when you're conscious, I'm doing, now your heart is present. Now you know what you are doing. It's not like children, they're playing, they don't even know what they're doing. So we entered our namaz, but we don't even know what we're doing. So when you're conscious that I'm doing a faraz, I'm doing a wajib, I'm doing a sunnat, now you're getting concentration in namaz. Jiski ahmiyat Hazrat Sayyid Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi ne bayan farmayi, and Hazrat Sayyid Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi has mentioned the importance of this, to know these things and every posture just to be conscious that what action I'm doing. Just for that 1 second to be conscious, oh, I'm doing a faraz act. And a faraz, how important is it? Wajib, how important is it? Sunnat, how? That to increase the value of my namaz, etc. And as we will learn in front, when mustahab is so valuable, what can be said of the faraiz? Aur namaz mein huzur e qalb ka yahi matlab Hazrat Mujaddid al-Fisani rahmatullah alayhi ne bhi bayan farmaya. And Allahu Akbar, a great shaykh of his time, Mujaddid al-Fisani rahmatullah alayhi, that is the reviver of the 2,000 years. The 1,000 years of Islam has passed. Now in the 2,000 years, the 2,000 years, great, great ulama have given him this title that he was the reformer. And he has written also to his, one of his very special murids, his khalifas, he has written that the actual concentration in namaz is these 4 things. To know what is faraiz, what is wajib, what is sunnat, what is mustahab. This is actual concentration, not what we are thinking, some other thing. No, these things. So to learn this, how important it becomes. So Hazrat has written this this letter, he has written to his Khalifa. Chunanche banami Hazrat Hazrat Mir Muhibbullah Khalifa Khas Hazrat Mujaddid Sahib Rahmatullahi Baad Hamd wa Salah Tahdeer Farmati. So Hazrat writes to his special Khalifa Hazrat Muhibbullah, who is the Khalifa of Mujaddid al-Fisani rahmatullahi, he says, after praising Allah and durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he writes, Janna chahiye, Khuda tumko seedha raasta dikha. He says, you should know. Then he makes dua in between Jumla and Ma'tariza, that Allah keeps you on the straight path. Look at the pious, all the time dua for the murids. Ke namaz ka mukammal hona, for your namaz to be complete and perfect, aur uska kamal, fakir ke nazdik, and the perfection of namaz, according to this humble servant of Allah, that is Mujaddid al-Fisani, uske faraiz, wajibat, aur sunnat, aur mustahabbat ka ada karna hai. It is only based on fulfilling your faraiz, your wajibs, your sunnat, and your mustah. This is what I regard as a perfect namaz, what Allah has given me understanding, what I have learned from my elders. Jisko kutub fiqh mein tafsil se bayan kar diya gaya. And in the kitabs of fiqh, the simple kitabs, you don't have to become an alim. These are the basic things. You will learn it in the kitabs of fiqh. So try and make an effort to start learning this. In char umur ke alawa, aur koi amar aisa nahi, jisko namaz ki takmeel mein koi dakhal ho. He says, besides these four things, there is nothing extra that you have to put into your namaz that will give you a namaz of perfection. These four things, when you start knowing it and consciously you are conscious, this will give you a namaz of perfection and devotion and concentration. Khushu apni unhi charo umur mein mandaraj aur khudu inhui umur se wabasta hai. He says concentration and devotion is connected to these four actions. Nothing else. You must know what is faraiz, what is wajibat, what is sunnat, what is mustahab. When you're conscious of this, you'll see, you'll be more, your namaz will become, and it will become more perfect. But what important aspect with regard to this? La salate illa bihuzuri al-qalb. Mein huzuri qalb se murad umure mazkura chahar gana mein huzuri qalb hai. That is, your namaz is not complete without the attention of the heart. What does it mean that your heart must be focused with regard to these four aspects? That I must know that this is a faraz I'm performing. This is a wajib I'm performing. This is a sunnat I'm performing. And obviously in every rakat, every posture, you're not going to know every sunnat, every wajib. But even one thing you realize, oh, I'm doing this faraz. Oh, I'm doing this wajib. Oh, I'm doing this sunnat. Just this consciousness, it will build your concentration in namaz. Yani dil ki tawajjuh aur khiyal ke saath namaz ke tamam faraiz. In other words, with the focus of the heart, now you fulfill the faraiz of namaz. You conscious. Hey, faraiz, qiyam, I must stand properly. I can't stand like I'm standing on the street corner, one leg up, one leg down. Or like Hazrat says, I just stand like I'm standing in front of my friends. No, to stand properly in namaz. This is the faraz of namaz. And I mean, presently with your heart you must be conscious. What is wajib? I'm reading Surah Fatiha. I must read it properly. What is sunnat? What is mustahab? Kada kakanda taki koi kotai un umur me waki na hone pai. So as you learn this, then you won't have falter in any of these things. When you start faltering, then you see, you lose concentration in namaz. When you are conscious, this builds your concentration in namaz. So to learn this is extremely important. Uske alawa aur koi huzur e qalb fakir ki samajh mein nahi aata. Mujaddid al-Bisani rahmatullahi says that my friend, besides this, I don't know of anything else which will give you concentration in namaz. Concentration is only based on these four things, to know it and consciously with your heart to be doing it, to be present of heart. Because namaz, as we explained, is a condition of the heart. The outward body is it's just the actions, but the concentration is with the heart. So namaz ka kamal unhi umur ki kama haqqa wajayegi hai ke namaz ke yahi namaz hai. He says, so the perfection of namaz is that these four things, as it's supposed to be fulfilled, you learn this is faraz, I must do it properly. This is wajibat, I must do it properly. Then this will be completion of your namaz. This will bring your perfection in your namaz. Jo log uske alawa kisi aur cheez, mahviyat wagaira se namaz ka kamal chahe, wo kamal namaz ko ghair se namaz se talash karte hai. Magar in maskura umur ka dil ki tawajjuh aur khiyal ke saath ada hona chahe. Jana. He says, whoever is looking for any other thing besides these four things to make their namaz perfection, perfected, I must be engrossed in namaz, I must be absorbed, I mustn't know what's happening,
then that person is looking for something which is not there. It's not part of namaz, it's not there. Like Ghazal gives the example of that person who lost his gold coin in his room, but he's looking for it outside under the bright street light. And his friends help him, say, why, what you looking for? My gold coin is missing. After 15-20 minutes, but where you lost it? Say, I lost it in the room. Why are you looking here? Here it's dark. There it's dark. Here it's, in my room it's dark. Here there's bright lights. So, exactly the same. We are looking for something that is not part of namaz. That is called absorption. No, what is in namaz that we have to look for. So this is important, and like Hazrat explains, even our pious servants, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi, Allahu Akbar, he used to be so pavan with his awabeen, etc. But Hazrat explained, one Umar Palanpuri Rahmatullah and one bayan says, that people came to Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi while he was reading his awabeen, mehman came, and he made out that some visitors are around. Immediately he shortened his namaz, and this is ikhlas. Not to think, hey, I'm absorbed. I don't know people are around me. And Hazrat was very, very, and this was the quality of the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam, mehman nawazi, hospitality to serve the guest. Damat Barakatum, our honorable illustrious Shaykh explained, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah alayhi and all the pious, but particularly Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah alayhi, he saw how he used to go out of his way to serve the guest. So when guest came, it's not that he didn't know where I am. So this was namaz. He was punctual with all his mamulat, but when guest came, he served it. So while in namaz, he made out that somebody is here. Now you shorten your namaz. You know what is sunnah, what is mustahab. So you make the sunnah shorter. You leave out some mustahabs, etc. and you attend to the guest, which is more important. So when you know these things, then you're able to adjust your namaz properly. When you know these things on safar also, now you're on safar, you're in a hurry, you catch a train, now you leave out the mustahabs. You know, now instead of reading 3 subhanallahs, you read 1 subhanallah. And you carry on, not you carry on your long namaz, the blowing the whistle by the train, and you're going to miss the train, you say, no, I have to fulfill my namaz. When you don't know, and this is called a faqih, an intelligent person. And thus we all can gain, Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq and understanding to realize the reality.